Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.
Valentine's Day is Wednesday. It is swipe yes
or no.
Ally Mac, what was that Facebook message?
That Facebook message is the one we got from Jared. And, you know, Kix 101.5, we're kind of like a full-service station. We have held birthday parties for nine-year-olds. We've taken blankets to the homeless. So when this guy wanted to profess his love to someone that he works with, we felt like we wanted to investigate and get into his mind and see what was going on behind the scenes.
I thought it was a little awkward. This is an example of Ally Mac being nosy.
I mean, that is one of my traits. But when I saw this, okay, this is the message. You'll see what I mean when you hear this message. He wrote in, his name is Jared, or his name in air quotes is Jared. He said, I'd like help trying to figure out if this girl at work I've been interested in forever has any feelings for me. Since we work together, it could get really awkward if things go south. Is there a way you could help me navigate this territory anonymously?
And good morning to Jared. Hi, Jared. It's Cadillac. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing very, very well. I got to give you credit, man. This is advantageous. This is courageous. This is brave.
Well, we've been working together for 3 years, but we're not in the same department. And I just want to make sure that I'm going to do this right because I'm really interested in her and I don't know what to do.
Well, here's what we can do. We can call her and we can kind of let her know that you're interested, but we'll keep your identity anonymous. We'll just tell her a few things about you and then she can take a guess as to who she's hoping for in her life has feelings for her. But if she guesses wrong, like all those dating apps out there, it ends there. Your identity won't be revealed and then you have your answer.
That would be great. I mean, we got great chemistry and she seems to be into me in everything. I mean, we have the same interests, country music, we like to travel, but I don't know. And I think this is a great idea.
So it's like, Jared, your own real life version of Bumble.
Yes.
Bumble, the dating app. Swipe yes or swipe?
Swipe no.
Swipe no. And for full disclosure, we had to get your consent on this, Jared. We did check you out. We had to make sure that you were legit and this wasn't some sort of inappropriate stalker type situation, which can happen. We have vetted you and declared you as legit.
That's refreshing.
So this time tomorrow, Ally Mac.
We have Jared's permission. We're going to go ahead and call the girl that he is in love with and see if she wants to swipe yes or no. She gets to guess on Jared.
Now, is it a love thing or a like thing, Jared?
I think this is probably a love thing. We've got the right chemistry. We've got the right things that are connecting. I just hope it's a love thing.
She has no idea you have any interest in all, and she may not ever find out, depending on how things go as the week progresses. She doesn't even know you have a crush on her, and you're willing to proclaim right now that you think that this is a love thing.
The stars seem to be aligning. We've known each other for 3 years now, and it just has never come to a point where we were both single at the same time, and now we are. So I'm hoping it is.
Hey, he's got to take a chance, Caddy. I say we are all in on this.
All right, so this time tomorrow, you are giving us permission, authority to reach out to your secret love.
Yes, this time tomorrow, please. I think it'd be great.
How do you think, Jared, she's going to react?
I think she's going to react positively. We keep getting the signals, or I keep seeing signals. I think she's going to react how I would react if I was in her shoes, which would be freaking awesome.
Do you follow one another on social media?
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook, Twitter. We're all over it.
Now that's what you want to be. Sorry. Jared, with the morning show, it's Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac, is willing for us to facilitate bringing this person that he has a
feeling that this could be the one.
And that proclamation will come this time tomorrow. We've talked on the show, Ally Mac, about social media and about how if you see someone and they're dropping a like or they're dropping an unfollow and then a follow back, what are they doing? They're trying to just, you know, they're peeing on their territory, so
to speak. They're having a presence, intentional presence in your life.
So be watching for that, Jared. And we'll talk with you this time tomorrow and have a great day at work. Thank you again for allowing us to kind of be the mouthpiece for all this.
Not a problem, guys. I'm excited to see how this turns out.
As are we.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.
Jared was our subject yesterday, and he called to tell us all about Ally Mac, this crush that he has at work right now.
We've known each other for 3 years now, and it just has never come to a point where we were both single at the same time, and now we are. We've been working together for 3 years, but we're not in the same department, and I just want to make sure that I'm going to do this right, because I'm really interested in her, and I mean, we got great chemistry, and she seems to be into me in everything. I mean, we have the same interests, country music, we like to travel, we've got the right chemistry, we've got the right things that are connecting. I just hope it's a love thing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Lean in here, all right? 621, Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac, Kix 101.5. Here's what we're going to do. Jared, we're going to leave you on the line, and the line's going to be open. We are now going to connect to...
Well, we have Jared's crush on the line, and she really has no idea what's going on. So we got to take her off hold and explain to her what's happening.
Hi, Michelle's Cadillac. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking our call. We did reach out to Michelle ahead of time and just invited her on the show. She has no idea why, but we're all going to explain why right now. Michelle, this is probably out of nowhere, and it's Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac, Kix 115. We had someone reach out to us, and this happens a lot. You know, we see this Ally Mac where people are asking us to play Cupid.
Right. They want some help.
And we had somebody reach out to us that is interested in you. They're a little nervous, though, about cluing you in. So we're taking matters into our own hands, and we're going to kind of treat this like a dating app, like a real-life voyeuristic Bumble.
Yes. So we are going to play a little game. We're going to let you swipe yes or no on this person. If it's not a match, this person's identity will not be revealed to you, and everyone can move on with their lives, no problem. And I know it's probably all so weird for you. If it's not a match, you can just move on like it never happened.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's a little weird, but whatever. Sure, let's do it.
Before we get to the guy and give you details about him, I think we need to establish your situation, Michelle, and what your current status is. Are you dating anyone? Are you interested in anyone? What is going on in your world, Michelle?
I've been going on a couple dates here and there, but so far, nothing serious at all. So I am definitely looking.
So is there anyone out there that you are interested in that you're not dating?
There is someone, yes.
On that last date that you had, Michelle, it's Cadillac Jack. On that last date that you had, did you have a good time, or and where'd you go?
It was okay. We went to the Olive Garden, and he basically just talked all about himself nonstop. And then at the end of the date, I offered to pay the bill, and he was like, yeah, go ahead. And we went Dutch. We split the bill.
So let's get to this guy and see if it's a match. This guy wrote us on Facebook, and Michelle, why don't we go ahead and read the message to you so you can see how this whole thing got started.
Okay, yeah.
So this person wrote, I'd like help trying to figure out if this girl at work I've been interested in forever has any feelings for me. Since we work together, it could be awkward if things go south. Is there a way you could help me navigate this territory anonymously? So we can't tell you too much about him because he wants to keep his identity secret unless it's a match. But he seems to think that you two have a lot in common. You love country music, is that correct?
Yes.
You enjoy traveling, right?
Yes.
And this person might be someone who makes excuses to stop by and see you at work.
I think I know who it is.
That does not sound very enthused, Michelle.
Yeah, I think I know who it is, and I'm not excited. That's not who I was hoping for.
Is this person that you're thinking of always coming by, like pushing your stapler off your desk and bending down?
Yes.
And picking it up for you?
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Zach.
Z-A-C-H, Zach.
Yes, Zach.
No. Michelle, you are wrong. It's not Zach. Who were you hoping for?
Well, hang on. Hang on. Listen. The deal was during real life Bumble here, swipe yes or no, you got one guess, and that was it. You said it, actually, Ally Mac, that you get one guess, and then we're going to move on. If it's not right, we're going to, don't look at me that way.
But we know.
Ally Mac.
But we know Michelle is hoping for someone else.
But it doesn't matter. The rules were laid down. You actually read them yesterday, and it was, we get one guess, and that's it, and then we're going to move on with our lives. Is that not, Chase, is that not what was said?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, but I think we need to rethink this. We know Michelle has someone she is thinking of. What if it's the very next person she says?
But it doesn't, rules are rules, doesn't matter.
Again, it could be the very,
Ally Mac.
It could be the very next person she says.
Don't make me wheel over there. You know, I'm not a rule or law breaker.
But you're a supporter of love.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So I guess if there were, I don't like it and I'm going against every fiber of my being, but if we're going to do it, I guess Valentine's Day would be the best day to do it. And then also to give Michelle another guess.
Yeah. Okay. Michelle, are you game to guess tomorrow?
Totally. Yeah.
What you got going on this time tomorrow?
Probably nothing exciting. Well,
but hang on. Tomorrow could be the day that your knight in shining armor comes running through the front doors of, you know, the office building where the two of you work. And not only is he going to have a cafe macho, or what are they called? The big ones?
The venti?
I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, but he's going to come running in with the biggest coffee that he can. And he's going to be so excited if all this goes well.
All right. Well, I would love that. That would be amazing. That would totally make my day.
All right. Well, drop whatever you're doing this time tomorrow and we'll reach out to you. Ally Mac, we send her a text. Confirm,
yes.
Michelle,
yes.
And all that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool.
Well, we're going to hook the two of you up tomorrow. This time tomorrow, it's Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.
The big reveal, it is swipe yes or no. Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, Kix 101.5. Monday, we heard from Jared, who jumped into your DMs, Ally Mac, and said, hey, I got a secret crush at work. Can you help me out?
We've known each other for 3 years now, and it just has never come to a point where we were both single at the same time, and now we are.
Yesterday, we heard from Michelle, who is his secret crush.
Right.
And, well, she didn't guess the right person.
Michelle, why don't we go ahead and read the message to you so you can see how this whole thing got started.
Okay.
So this person wrote, I'd like help trying to figure out if this girl at work I've been interested in forever has any feelings for me.
I think I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Zach.
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
No. Michelle, you are wrong. It's not Zach.
If we're going to do it, I guess Valentine's Day would be the best day to give Michelle another guess.
Yeah. Okay. Michelle, no. Are you game to guess tomorrow?
Totally.
Tomorrow is today. It's Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Yes, because Michelle had one more guest. There was someone she was hoping for at the office. Zach was not that person. She just thought maybe he's the one that was behind all this. But now she's going to name who she is actually hoping for with swipe yes or no.
So today we have Jared on the line. Jared, what do you make of her guess? She guessed a guy named Zach.
That's not me.
Does it make sense that she guessed Zach, though? Like, does he flirt with her, too?
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Zach, but, you know, I never noticed flirting with her before, but you never know.
All right, so, Jared, we have you on the line. We're about to get Michelle on the line. Do you actually want to stay on hold and, like, be listening, stay on the line, and just be quiet when Michelle takes another guess, or would that be too awkward for you?
No, I'm cool with being on hold.
All right, let's put him on hold so he can hear.
Hang on, we got a new phone system. Let me see if I make sure I do this right.
And then let's go ahead and get Michelle on the line. Let's call her back now.
Locking her in. That little like padlock symbol means it's locked, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's find out.
All right, so welcome back, Michelle. Have you been thinking about your next swipe yes or no guess who it's going to be today?
Yes. Oh, gosh. It's been so difficult because I know who I want it to be, but I'm super nervous because I don't want things to be awkward at work. If I guess the person, I have to see him every day and he's not interesting. Ugh. That's going to be so embarrassing.
It's up to you. If you don't want to guess, you don't have to guess, but it's your risk to take.
No, I have to do this. I want to know. I have to know.
Michelle, it's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac, Kix 101.5. Who is your next swipe yes or no guess?
Okay. Does his name begin with a J?
A J, like Jake. Like Jonathan.
Like Jasper.
J. The letter
yes,
J.
Like Jebediah.
Yes, the letter J.
Wow.
Yes.
Use that in a sentence. Yes. As a matter of fact, Michelle, his name does start with a J.
Okay.
As you know, to protect Jared's identity up until this point, we've been calling him Jared. It's been air quote Jared this whole time. So, Michelle, take a guess at his name, and we will reveal whether that's his real name or not.
Remembering that it does start with a J.
Is it Jason?
Yes, it is Jason.
Really?
Look at the confetti from the ceiling and the fireworks going off.
It's a match.
In the promenade
really?
Here at, yeah. At your office.
Pull Jason up. We have him on the line. He's been listening. Do you want to say hi?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, guys.
How are you? You doing well? You heard, you've been listening, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just heard the news. This is awesome.
Yeah. Is it awkward?
Yeah, a little bit, but I can get through some awkward.
Okay, so I just have to say that I was really hoping it was you, and I'm so glad it is you.
Well, I'm glad that you guessed my name right, because I think we got something here.
All right, well, since you two were such great sports and it's Valentine's Day, obviously it's too late to get any great reservations tonight right now, so we are going to put you on Cadillac Jack's tab and send you to the Palm on Peachtree and have a great date for Valentine's Day. But you have to keep us updated on what happens with you two, okay?
Deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have made a reservation in my name. I'll transfer it to your name, Jason, and it is the Palm inside the Western Buckhead. So have a great meal and happy Valentine's Day to you both. We're so glad that you did swipe.
Yes or no.
Swipe yes or no, and we all spend the night with one another tonight after the meal.
Stop it. Just let them be cutesy at work and go flirt right now.
Before we let you go, your firstborn must be named Cadillac. Okay?
All right, we'll see. Okay, I'll name it Allie.
Yeah! Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
How about another round of confetti and fireworks into the Portico office where Michelle and Jason work and now are going to be sneaking down the service elevator into the gym to see one another about three times during the workday. That's how it started with my wife, by the way. It always starts in the service elevator. All right. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much.
And y'all just ride up and down the service elevator all day.
Oh.
So you can't be seen. How about that? Congratulations
so
to the
exciting.
Two. I'm glad that it worked out this way.
That's why you always have to take a risk, take that chance. I mean, a family could be born from this, Caddy.
Swipe yes or no.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Mornings. On Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kix 101.5.